Well, Coach, just another tough one tonight. Guys put together a little bit of a rally in the seventh inning, but it was just too little too late.
Yeah, I thought offensively we hung in there today. I think it was 12 hits, I think. Maybe 11, 12 hits. They had 12 or 13 hits. So it wasn't a situation where we were overwhelmed offensively. It's kind of a hitter's day. I mean, I don't know what the weather says, but probably 25-mile-an-hour winds today. So it was just a tough day on the mound for us. We didn't throw enough strikes, and that really was the difference in the game. Again, we have guys that have ability to do that. We did that all fall. It's just, turning the page into the spring and doing that. And then offensively, again, like we talked about a second ago, is we hit the ball hard today. I mean, a lot of guys with two hits, even guys that didn't get hits. I think, we had a handful of line drives and we were right at guys. So offensively, we're doing the right things. It's just on the mounds where we really need to hone in and get better.
Talk about the wind definitely playing a factor today, and I thought there were several times, especially in the outfield, when plays that are usually routine, fly balls were plays that, center fielders and left fielders had to go back on just because the wind carried it so fast.
Yeah, it just seemed like it was tough out there. I thought our outfield did a really good job. I mean, considering how the ball played today. Some of those hits that were hits, maybe singles turned into doubles because the wind carried. But, it was a tough day in the outfield. Our outfielders made good plays when they had opportunities to do that. So, Connor, Blake, Hunter, Clyde was out there in the outfield today, and I thought they all did a really nice job, considering the elements.
And, of course, do you talk about the hits? And I know 11 or 12 hits is something that you're going to be really excited about, but there are just too many innings where you let the guys on base.
Yeah, 11, 12 hits. I mean, I think the other piece of it is we didn't, they didn't walk anybody, right? So, when you look at base runner wise, we were there. But yeah, there's a lot to like about where we were offensively today, and if we can continue to do that, we're going to give our chances to score a lot of runs. 6 runs on 12 hits. You think you score more with 12 hits, but again, early on in the season, a lot of guys had quality at bats. White had 2-3 hits. AJ came through. Connor, top of the order, but really the bottom of the order too. Ben Askins, the junior, hasn't had a ton of RC experience, and I think he had 2 hits today and put the ball in play, and really he got us jump started in this three-run inning that we had. We were at the bottom of the order. He came up, he had a 3-0 count, and was able to work a single into that, and then Kyle hits the ball in a hole, and Connor bunts him over, and we weren't able to get him in with one out, but then, senior leader AJ Radloff comes up, and he drives guys in. So, that's how we're going to have to play baseball. We're going to play baseball and bash, but it's nice to see guys up and down the lineup getting multiple hits and hitting the ball hard.
And, of course, too, that's the most important thing you can do as a 7-8-9 hitter is just get on base and have the guys move you over. So whenever a guy like AJ or a guy like Connor or Wyatt comes up, they're sitting with ducks on the pond, and, you have a really good chance to put up a lot of numbers on the board whenever you have those three coming up with runners on.
Yeah, I think, sometimes when guys are in the lineup card, they want to be in those top spots. Really hard spots. Guys in the back end or RBI producers. But yeah, 7-8-9, those guys need to get on from the top and keep things moving. And make pitchers work, right? I mean, a walk from the bottom is a rally starter for a lot of teams and for a lot of offenses in certain innings. And so, if we can have some depth like that, several guys that can play in those spots, sub some guys in, move some guys around. So, if we can have a deep lineup and our pitching, starts to come into form. And again, like I said, we were really good on the mound in the fall, so it's a little, surprising to see us struggle with the strike zone because it carried us. I think we were in a lot of one-run, 3-1, 2-1, 1-2 ball games. So, we get that sort of out of business.
Next week, so a really good chance to really see some improvement from this team.
Yeah, it's exciting to get those in. So hopefully the weather holds off. And we're